In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How well are you insured? Your property, your life, health, car, and so on? Have you read your insurance policies word for word? The sad fact is that many people do not know what's truly covered in their insurance policies until catastrophe strikes, and they need them. Most people assume if they've faithfully paid the premiums, then their insurance company will be there to cushion the financial blow when disaster comes. Yet, as you well know, many insurance policies have been written with exclusion for losses that result from, quote, acts of God. The intent of those exclusions is to protect insurance companies from risks so remote they can't possibly be factored into the normal calculations for computing financial exposure. If you want to be covered against loss in the events of these rare events, then you must purchase a rider for that policy at additional cost. Several of my neighbors found this out the hard way during our unusually wet spring. Their sump pumps stopped working, and as a result, their basements were flooded, in some cases with over $10,000 damage. They thought they were covered by insurance, but found out to their dismay they had not purchased the necessary rider for sump pump insurance. You can imagine how the rest of us immediately went out and bought or added that rider to our insurance policies. In the recent flooding, many people made the mistake of assuming since their homeowner's insurance included storm damage, they were covered in the event of flooding. It wasn't until the floodwaters began to rise that people discovered the truth about their relationship with their insurance companies. Do you have flood insurance? No? Are you sure that the seminary has never sustained a flood? Having the proper coverage when it comes to insurance does have a calming effect, does it not? What about spiritual insurance? Don't need any? You're spiritually protected because you're a student or a faculty or a staff member here at the seminary? Have you checked all the conditions and benefits that go with being here? Does the seminary give you documents that assure you that you will not only succeed in your studies, but you will get a fabulous call as a pastor or deaconess? Do you professors or staff people have guarantees for success written into your calls or contracts? There's no insurance like that, you say? I would submit that the psalm we just read together comes as close as you can get to a spiritual insurance policy. You could, in fact, almost call it a spiritual assurance policy. It's a song of faith. It's filled with energy, with high-level intensity. It's one of my favorite psalms. It's been kind of a friend when I've been confronted by some kind of trial or difficulty. Look at it closely, and you see beautiful pictures of God. God, says the psalmist, is a secret place where he may hide. He's a shade from the burning heat, a shelter, a fortress. But the psalmist does more than just describe God. He shows us what it means to be a human being in our complex and troubled world. The psalmist compares our situation in life to that of a captured bird. He shows us that we are victims of our own weakness, as well as of the crafty wiles of the fowler, the bird catcher, or shall I say Satan. Satan sets traps everywhere, and we, like mindless birds, walk right into them. How ironic and sad it is then to discover that what Satan sells to us as necessary to make life meaningful becomes a trap that makes life miserable. Yet it's precisely into the middle of our troubles that God comes, and most wonderfully and fiercely. It is He who comes and finds us in our sorrow and troubles and says, I will save you. I will save you from Satan's snares. I will cover you with my feathers, and under my wings you will find safety. My faithfulness will be your shield. It's that presence of God Himself that finds us in our sorrows and troubles and says, be still and know that I am God. It's that presence that walks with us through the dangers and hardships that we face in life. It's that presence that pulls us into the future with joy. It's that presence that helps us to throw ourselves almost recklessly into each day, knowing that God is with us in all that we do. We are little birds with big problems. God is a big bird, smart and cunning. God is able to stop the attacks of Satan. He helps every one of us overcome. He helps us overcome our stupidity. And for our weaknesses, for those aspects of our bird brain existence that we cannot remove by ourselves, God offers us a place of safety. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't it wonderful that God rescues us from ourselves? Isn't it wonderful that He, in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, took on our human nature, became like us? Isn't it wonderful that God, in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, came to this earth to find us? And that living among us through word and sacrament, He reaches out to us and touches us at those moments when we most need that touch and in ways that we most need it. Yes, when we act like birds, God becomes a bird and dwells among us. And we see His glory as we find shelter beneath the wings of His grace. As we know and believe that because of His cross and resurrection, we can live fearlessly now and forever with Him in the kingdom of glory. Now, insurance companies build a reputation by the way they market themselves. For example, one calls itself the Good Hands People, while another pitches itself as being like a good neighbor. In this way, they hope to persuade people that they offer more than just financial coverage. They offer a caring relationship with their clients. But there's a very important difference, is there not, between our relationship with God and our relationship with the Good Hands People? When it comes to insurance, maintaining that relationship for times of trouble is primarily our responsibility. If we don't buy the insurance and pay for the premiums, if we don't take the necessary steps to reduce the risks, then that relationship won't be there when we need it. Our relationship with God is just the opposite. It was God's gracious gift that first opened that relationship up to us. It was by the faithfulness of Christ's atoning sacrifice on the cross that the premiums were paid. It is God who assumes the risk of maintaining that relationship that we so often break. And it's that same God who walks with us every step of this life's way, a God who says, I will rescue you. I will protect you. Call upon me, and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. If that promise of our God is not a life assurance policy, I don't know what is. And glory be, there are no riders or exclusions. It's all ours, completely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.